So I think the circuit turned out to be a little harder than at least I expected it to be. In a way, it was actually, in Lomans, it was a very confusing sugya. I don't think we found a clear hachron or paiskin. There were basically three different ways of understanding what is Re'eh Machnas Tashmish. There was the simplest way. Well, I think the way that, certainly the way I remember the best, I think the way most of us probably came into the sugya was similar to the Nei Yehuda that was Mishum Vasas. And like the Nei Yehuda, the Zichr is a strong besmedrish. There are a lot of interpretations will include that it's a Vasas. And it seems to go together. It seems anyone who learns Mishum Vasas, the Maisa, learns Re'eh Machnas Tashmish is Drabot. And the Tshuva Rashba also learned clearly it's Drabot, although I don't think he spoke out Mishum what. The Tshuva Rashba also said Tshuva Rashba wasn't the Rashba, but the Man Rav. But he also learned it's Drabot. The Shach clearly learns it's Vasas Akfitzes. I think the Taz is also Mashma Tzavasas. Though the Goyim by us clearly learned it's Vasas. He said that after Gimel Palm Ritzufu, because that's what's Kaveh Vasas. You need Gimel Shloisha Palm Ritzufu, because that's what you're Kaveh Vasas.
So Goyim. This time, like
a
Mashiach Kavuas, so what Gimel Palm Ritzufu.
It'd be like Fitzis. Once you give a Palmer Tzuf, now you have to be Chayshish for like an Enoch. Well, Chayyah, that's the standard of, that's only the way they know you'll be able to learn. You could, there is also the option of saying it's like Vesas Apil. And then it doesn't even like Vesas Kabul. I don't remember though anyone who learned it's Mishum Vel, I guess, anyone who learned it's Mishum Piyuk must have passed an Vesas or Drabon or any.
This is just a horror story.
Puke, but he passed the Vesas Drabon. There's no one who learned that it's like Puke and Vesas Sedra and Krishas Dereis. Anyone who learned as Mishum Vesas Lamaisa came out learning as Drabon, either because we passed the Vesas Drabon, Krishas Drabon, or like the Night of Yudha, because he holds us like Fetus and it's anyway not Kuvu. It's a Vesas, but it's not a Vesas Kuvu.
Someone holds the Krishas Dereis.
Right. Even the Night of Yudha holds Krishas Dereis, and it's only that Vesas Kuvu, and he learns it's Fetus, which doesn't have been a Vesas Kuvu. So I don't think there was anyone who learned that Re'eh Machnas Tashmish is a Vesas and it's Daraisa. Anyone who learned it's a Vesas learned that it's Drabon. A lot of people do it with Sakas. So can you make a sign, can you imagine Mishum Safa Drabon? If we learn it's a Vesas and it's Drabon, so it's really easy to get out of it because you start making Sakas and passing the Safa Drabon Mahaka. So it makes it very easy for Rav to match with somebody who unfortunately suffered times in a row. That's the call. Once you make it, the cloud gobble and path sack when you want to be makel is, first you have to make it a drabon. You have to find a way to make it a drabon. In Shabbos, it's really, you start making, you know, it's a gufa or dumb lechshin, miskalin or whatever. Once you make it a drabon, you're here, you make this, there's no bad argosha here. Once you make it a drabon, then it's always easy to find yourself. The trick is always making it a drabon. So everyone is mishum vasis, it's easy, it's, everyone agrees, it seems to agree, it's drabon. Chachmas Adam also seems to learn it's Mishum Vasas. I only looked quickly at the Chachmas Adam, but he also used the Zaloshin of the Eid three times to Tzufim, because that's how you're Kaveh Vasas. The Teres Abayis was Mucha, because the Teres Abayis, he said that over here, what was this Zaloshin? He said that over here, you need three times, because we pass like Mishum Minamil Vasas. Even a Rebbe holds you with kfiyas by two times, but we pass him shem another b'vasas. Mashma b'vasas. Fine. So that was one misunderstanding. I think that was the what? I think that was the muskul rishon of the sugi, the mishum vasas. One thing that's interesting though is even those who learn that the iser of Re'eh Machnas Tashmish is mishum vasas, there was almost nobody who learned. I don't think there was anyone who spoke it out mefurish. And no, that B'dikas Shreiferis is Matir Her Mishum Akiras Vestas. Or even Agra V'Shimsha, that it would be Matir Mishum Akiras Vestas. I think pretty much everyone learned, correct me if I'm wrong, there's one safe I think I have a Diyuk can learn it's an Akira, but Parashas, everybody learned that it's still, it's a bit like Kolashin and Gemara, it's a Birusha Adam and Atzadon.
Only by the third person could be any Akira, because otherwise local it's Bol Shavos.
No, we don't say that Lakula. Lakula, we don't say Lakula, it's Bunch Shabbos. Anyway,
yeah, it's like only.
We don't say.
We don't say. Only by the third husband that she's Mosek is to all its balls. Is that yeah. Only then could you have a Muslim about that would be an Akira.
Why? Let's say this husband for the first Shabbos. The standard is what we would want to be matched. Shabbos is
not causing that. the etzba of the shofar is not something that's causing him to see.
But again, this is Tommy Lukulu, we don't see like once my shots. So you're trying to do math.
Doesn't the Bishra Tshuva quote, let's say you don't find any down in the Sadam, whether every 3 times she needs a new Bidika or not? Okay. That would be mashma that if you do need a new Bidika, then it's mashma that it is an Akira. And it's just an Akira, and you have to, in order that's too clear.
You're saying mashma to the Akira, but Pam Achas, and then there's a Kirev again. Not that it was a because it was abuse. And
oh, there's no other side. Yeah, the other side is that.
Where's he hearing this from?
I don't remember.
Okay. My dear Apir Avravi, the Shach brings in Sif Yud, when the Ramos says over Vashimash, she's Muteris because it's odd Tashmish, odd of Ibadika, the Shach brings in Apir Avravi says it's that because she's over Vashimash, Shloish upon it. So he seems to learn it's maybe it's Vesas Apiuk, but you need to be Iker at 3 times. L'chayr, if it's a Bure Midat Stal, then why should you need a Bure 3 times? L'chayr, don't
worry about
it. Why do you have to have a Q3 coming? If you want to, if you should Vesas so then she is, it is a Vesas Kavua. So the Iker Vesas Kavua, you need to be Iker 3 times. The Chayr from Apir Avravi is a Shita, we clearly don't pass him like. And as you're pointing out, because he's really 2 steps removed from the standard of Avonah Vestas. He's learning his Mishum Piyuk, which is a mute of Bachar and Mukhara, and he's learning the Shafaris, the Tashrish, which is other than Shafaris, is Mishum Akira, which Mukhara no one else really learned like. But you're saying, pointing out, the Pisrichu, who said that now if she did a Bika Shafaris and she came, or Avonah Vashemsha, which one does he say that? Avonah Vashemsha.
I think just the case where she, let's say at least to the case where she didn't find any dam. It came out totally clear.
But because she first didn't find anything.
Anything, so then do you need 3 times? Every, now she sees again 3 times. Does that matter her for good, or when she sees again 3 times, does she need a new dika? Either that or the case where she found a stud, then does that matter her forever?
Could be that's what you're trying to say left to me. If she found a stud, if she found a little, if she found a little, then she's more to loyal because it's a bureau that's done, it's not stopped. And if she found nothing, so then it's only an Akira basically. That's the Haru Kansanzu. Okay, so you can't also Haru Kansanzu. Okay.
Well,
so, yeah, Haru Kansanzu when it's an Akira.
Also, a little bit of a different case, the Chavis Das says that if she found the dam on the top and it came to the mocker, so she needs to be upper Vashem for 3 times to be like that.
She found
it. It's there, it's when it's upper Vashem
for 3 times?
Chavis Das, I don't know. I don't remember seeing
this anymore. I don't remember seeing this anymore. I don't see Chavis Das inside. I don't remember that. Okay.
You don't remember what she found on the Rosh
Hashanah. Right. Because Chavis Das, doesn't learn its Das, it learns it's a Chayim. Or it's also a Chayim. So if you found a Rosh Hashanah, Chayim is a good as a Chayim in the Mechor. So it's 3 times, the order of Hashanah
should work. Maybe it's a Vesas Chayim in the Mechor? I think
because you don't have one session
in the Mechor. So then he's saying only a Vesas.
Yes, then it's still another two.
No, it's not. It seems certainly. I think that most. So what anyone will think of it's definitely not all, but I think most Achrayim who learned that the Israel Machlas Tashrish Mishum Vesis did not learn that Bdikas Shveferes or other Vishimsha is Matir here Mishum Akir's Vesis. I think the majority of the Achrayim who learned this Mahalach of being an Isser Vesis. Learned that the Heter by Shveferes of Mishimsha is a bureau that the dam was never coming from the Makar to begin with. And when Melav, you either can't have or it's not going to make a difference to us if you have Vessels to get Matis, because we've mastered it anyway. The other extreme was the called Shita Sabach, which is Medayat Be'emnes from the Rambam, and the Aruch HaShulchan also clearly learns that way, is that Rai Machin's Tashmish has nothing to do with Vessels, and it's only a Chayim. I just to go back and say, what my way of learning called the Nidib Yehuda's chant is because it was pointing there's a big if you learn it's Mishum Chayim, so then you have the problem of what's the my way of going to the Baal Shem. If we're learning the way the Bach at least explains it is that if she's a Chayim, and on the Tzabat she has this Chayim, every time anything goes into her makar, then dam is going to come out. What's the only hatred by Baal Shem? Maybe the first one was causing her makas and the second one wasn't.
Right, why is that
a hatred? That's the question. So maybe it is for dealing that problem. The problem, but the Baal's learning that it's only Mishum Chayish. And it's Meduyuk Luchay in the Rambam, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mefur Shimon, he's learning the same Mahalach. And that will answer, Mitzachshani, he'll answer certain questions, because in the Nagdib Yudas chat, you have a problem, as we've mentioned, I think, is number one is, how does the Nagdib Yudas explain Shittas HaMechaber? The Mechaber in Kufpei Tessels, there is no such thing as Vessas HaKvitzas at all. Even after three times, she doesn't have to be Chayshish for a Kiyuzet. So how can Rebbe Achaz have this? It's also a Bible, if it's Mishum Dasas. Mishum Dasas HaKvitzas. So there's not Mishum Dasas HaKvitzas. It's Mishum Dasas HaPiruk. We're somewhere in between Piruk
and Kvitzas. The Lashem
HaKvitzas is Kishem HaKvitzas. The Lashem HaKvitzas. The Lashem HaKvitzas.
The Lashem HaKvitzas is far more like a Kvitzas than Piruk. Because it's a Dabur Chitzayin, which is going by a very Rebbe.
I shouldn't say Piruk. I should say that it's Mishum Achilas. Maybe it should be like Dasas Achilas. Which I did see one of the Chayrusim, so my name wanted to say that it depends on how you understand this, but the way that Bach says the words, and the way that the Chavos does is basically a sort of combines a hybrid of the Bach and the Nagdei Yehuda, combines both of them. But the way that Chavos does describes the Chayli aspect, and the way that Bach himself really says it is, that if someone has this Chayli, any time you put anything in a record, the Hechreyach Dam is going to come out. It's not, it's almost like a Psiyash or Psiyach Sekeva Bulay Dam, except you're not getting up to the Psiyach Sekeva. You have to get the Mokum Shashamish Dash for that time. So then, if that's the case, it sounds like it is very much like thesis. There were those, if you describe it more with the Taz's Lashon, it's the Chibud of Tashmish that makes her see. So then maybe it's less, but okay.
You have to understand what.
So then maybe it could be easier to understand how it could be more like a chimus. Meaning that the chimud triggers the period to start a little earlier, but it's natural. It's not mamash ripping it out of her. I think it was a Ram made this chiluk. That's the chiluk between kvitzis and achilas. Is the kvitzis is ripping the dam out of her. It's almost like a ma. It's one step removed from being a ma. Huh? And whereas the achilas shum, it's the harifus of the food triggers a natural process that releases the dam early. So, if you're learning that it's mishum chimud atashmish, then it's easier to understand that it could be like achilas more than like feet.
And you understand what the shofaris is doing.
Right, then you have the problem with the shofaris to zeth, because the chayr there's no chimud. Unless we're getting into the question of what does chimud mean? Maybe chimud, instead of being emotional, is more of a physical. What? More of a chimum, more of an arousal, more of a whatever. And then, so then maybe you could get someone to know. But you have to then play games here and try to like go back and forth in between to try to fit it in. So that's the mile of the Bach's chat over the, that he's got to be, as we mentioned, is a big problem. And as far as I saw, the Bach, the Aruch HaShulchan, I don't remember who else learned this Mahalach. L'chayr, the Shulchan HaRav learns this way. The Chayyim they're learning is very Machas Tavish than is Deraisa. The Chavos Das is Achor Zista. This is a Tzad is Deraisa. The Bach's Tzad learning is Deraisa. Shulchan Aruch Rav, I will look very quickly. I didn't see any Nitiyah Nimah if it was Deraisa Drabonim, but I think he's learning this Mahalach because the Shulchan Aruch Rav's description was that after Shloisha Pa'amim, she's Asura Labayla, K'moy Shemotzinu B'Shar HaMumad V'Chazkas Karkosh. Gimel Pa'amim is a chazaka. He left out Bukhari the most obvious Gimel Pa'amim, which is Vestas. And he went running to Sharmud and to Chazkas Karkoiz, which Bukhari's mashma, he means that it's a chazaka deraisa. Bukhari the mashma, he says he's coming to this chazaka deraisa kakal teru kula. Bukhari, that's the material.
The Rashi also used that motion, right?
Okay, because that's going to be. We're medama friends to Shamu, but he also brought the Cheskes Karkois, and he left out Vestas. I don't know if it's Akreach, but I glanced at the Shulchan Aruch Rav 5 minutes before I started this year, and that line was bullet to me. I didn't see anything else in his words that were in the T1 or the other. I didn't get a chance to look at what he said in Beis and Gimel, how he explained what the Dikash Shafaris does. But when he says it's Sif Aleph, that line seems to be in the tier that maybe he's learning like the Bach. Mamela, by saying it's Deraisa, he answers certain questions. One of the questions in the Negev and his Bismedish is, why b'chal do we ask her that if it's only the Zman of Oshun Tovah? As though the Chazdas himself, that's an answer. Why should she be also the Zman Oshun Tovah? Oshun Tovah is only a Sophic. And if you're telling me it's Mishun Vesas Durabonah, so it's a Sophic Durabonah. So she should only be also a Bailah. She found out Bashir Chil Chatas, not Bashir Oshun Tovah. If you know it's a Deraisa, so now there's no cash in the shrine. It's not a deraisa. The problem with that, what bothered me with that is if you're going to say now that it's a deraisa, and the way that's why we're going to ask her in the Zman that's a Sofer, but then why is the Gemara so quick to be matir in Yeshla Makar Teru the Makos and Yeshla Vesas Teru the Vesla? If we're dealing with the Shaila of the Sofer deraisa, and this is called a good clear.
Even if it's the right, it's only the right, it's not a valid direction.
Okay.
So, but it's only the right, it will be a fellow of mine.
You have to hold
the
fellow
of the
right,
it's
a fellow. Or a vessel,
whichever. Why is this suffix?
Maybe
you can add a
row
too.
Maybe what?
Maybe someone's done.
You see, guys, you stole the suffix, stubble. So you want to say, make a sex fake. Maybe it was that stubble. Maybe it was that stubble. Maybe it was in the car. But maybe it was Mishum the vessel. So maybe it was Mishum.
What's the role of ladies don't see Machmas Ashmish? So if we have...
But if it's a Sofer Deraisa, how much is Rav going to help you?
The...
Someone's
the
Rav
would be
telling.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's... You're right.
It's a
Miyot,
but we have to be
Rajesh
for it.
The Bisesis of Lechayim is going to this Rav Bonin. Lechayim is going to this Rav Bonin. But then it's like, you're right, the Bisesis... Bring back the Bisesis cash. If you're learning it's a Deraisa, why do I matter who the Baal Sheni? Because Lav calls Boi Shavais... So Shaila is offered for the Raisa. You're right, it's possible the love calls play Shabbos, but maybe not in omniscience, the Shaila is a the Raisa. So it's a bit. I'm not saying the shlugs up that this matters, but it's a reason.
See, a similar thing by Ada Medinka that if she doesn't have its Leah, if it's Ada Baduk, so then we say it's a subject of Raisa. Because mutes, there's a mute that she had at her Gosha.
Oh, so that's another issue. Here she has
but
no issue.
If it's Leah, then it's over here. It's like it's a road. It's a mute that would be not touch. But you have a tliya, so we won't be patient.
I know all these things. The mice is none of these achrayim speak out how they're going to be miyash. We know all the truth. So I'm not coming to shlug up one mahalach or another. What I'm trying to show is that there's two very different ways of learning where Machnas Tashrish. Each one is milus and chesronus. If you learn the Nei Yehuda's pshat, that's why I didn't when I put these. Because I didn't put the upshots of the Nei Yehuda and the upshots on the Bach. I did it more the other way. The miles of the Nei Yehuda and the miles of the Bach's Pshat. Each one is about the certain things that are going to be more glatt with their mouth. But what I say is, it seems to be Machlok is Gdele Achorinim. It doesn't seem to be Sikhtir Achorah. From what I saw, you have the Nei Yehuda on one side, and you have the Chazdas on the other side. And you have the Grand Chachm Sadr on one side, and you seem to have the Shulchan Acharav on the other side, and the Achashulchan on the other side. So, I didn't see that there's a Kira Achor here. Is it Mishum Vesis, or is it Mishum Or is it Mishum... Is it Mishum Chayu? Chavis Das Adi seems to make some kind of a Shigul, some kind of a combination between the two of them.
If it's Mishum Kholi, why isn't Nekar Ramachas?
If what?
If it's Mishum Kholi, why isn't Nekar Ramachas? If it's a real Chazak
and Derei, so... Yeah, but again, no, Kol Shekin, those ones are Mishum Chayu, it's not Mishum Akir. It's a Biru that it was Menat Stol. So it's a beer. It's kiilu a yeishishi. Now he's she's an yeishishi shlamak. Found that on the stub where even didn't find the makor. She is now an yeishishi shlamak. Right. It's just a beer. That looks interesting enough. That's as I pointed before. It seems to be it's not a shava between them. Is that almost everybody's learning that whether you learn the iser is mishum nasis or the iser is mishum chayli, but what shafers to zayif is that it's a beer that there's a mak. Almost everybody. So it was a problem because then, as we go through all the other nekudas, since we weren't able to hire the machriya, this first machaikis, so everything else, you then have to work out what on the tzad it's a vesis and on the tzad it's a chayim. On the tzad it's a derais and on the tzad it's a drabon. I do think that the nativ of Roy Bachrein is tashas, the Ramech is tashas is drabon. I think what's ongulum is a drabon. Hagam is the grace of this man, which is a chayim and derais. I think it's only the question of Nachas.
So was it
in
Shmuel?
I think it's accepted.
And have
only Gedolim.
Thank you.
Fine. So that was the underlying svar behind the sukkah that I think just permeate everything again is because as you go through whatever time we have to go through it in general, as you're learning the sukkah, you have to think every nukkah, how are you going to work this out on the tzadat tzadassis, how are you going to work it out on the tzadat tzachayli, because it doesn't seem there's a clear achra one way or the other. If we can next machzakul by chazar come up with a clear achra. What? Alright, there was another nukkah. Well, what's that going to make? If it's Mishum Vesis, right, the Chavos Das sort of, it was disowned to me from the Chavos Das at least. The, on the side we learn it's Mishum Vesis, if we learn right about the time of the Issus Mishum Vesis, then why should she ever have to get divorced? As the Chavos Das says, L'chayra, the Igun or Gerushin, is L'chayra is worse than that of her husband going out of town without being Mishamish with her. And we're mad, Yitzhak Darab, Maker at dinner at least. We're matched to be mishamish, because the chim would be by Yetzel and Darish. It's matter of essence. What? But Sayyid Muhammad said, don't pass me a bit of time. The Ramah says that a Baal Nefesh should be machmir for a bit of time. You're going to tell someone to get divorced, that's Baal Nefesh. I'm not going to tell someone to get divorced, that's Baal Nefesh. Right? So even according to Ramah would have never told someone to get divorced for such a thing. If the person's whole life was always the Yetzel Adarach, not going to get divorced, then you'd be make Luchar. So here, Maisa, if you can be mad to a Vesis Gomor, out Yetzel Adarach, Luchar, you can be mad at Koshikin, this shouldn't even get into the Shadim with Nessus Yechazkul. This Luchar should be even more than Yetzel Adarach.
But it's not 100% just going to see now, when she's going to be a Dash, she'd be 100% just going to see.
100%. It's more 100%. I don't know. The issue always. Let's say the issue is a shakubu. L'chayra stimus, or before the rabbi stimus rei b'shanim and achayim is that the had to get to the death of even b'shasas. So if a lady for 10 years now every single month she saw our chaykish 11:05 in the morning. That's less of a vade she's going to see now. She's allowed, according to the pastors, according to Mechab and Ramon Maker and Din, she's allowed to be Mishamish when she's here. When he's Yetzel Adar, she's going to 11:05 in the morning. And that's less of a vade she's going to see than if she saw three times in a row Machnas Tashmish.
She cries to God to do the Shem Vesis. He hasn't come to the Vesis, which comes because of something else that's not Tashmish. It happens to be Tashmish, which has the Vesis. And the message which comes in reaction to the Magna Tashmish itself.
Why? What's the mom? What's the chiluk?
Slachar samach to achilus also would be make one, right?
Samach to?
Achilus. If she ate something.
That's not going to be a mocking gayushin, because just don't eat.
No, I'm saying, if comes to the Ladera, right. He gets a phone call, he has to go, and she just had a garlic sandwich.
Why not? Why should it be different than any other vessels?
I'm saying that like answering
the
question.
Well, I think what was bothering him is that we're taking off the over there. So it's a one-time thing. Oh, this month he happened to be Yetzel Adarach on Shas Vesis. Okay, we'll be Mavach on 1 month. But to be Oyker, this whole Vesis La'olam Vavod out to make a permanent Yetzel Adarach. That every night they want to be Mishamish, we'll make him a Yetzel Adarach. That's a bigger chiddush. I hear it, but Lamaisa is to go the other way and say, Lamaisa, once we know the Yetzel Adarach is not a Vesis Gog, a Vesis Kavua, so L'chayra, if a Vesis Kavua is something we know we can be Mevatra on Bishas, but basically we see that Bishas Adchak, from Mokum Mitzvah, Bishas Adchak, we're allowed to be Mako on a Vesis Kavua. So L'chayra, Kol Shekin, when you're talking about something that you talk about isn't even a real Vesis Kavu, it's only like Fitzis, and you're going to be forcing her to get divorced if you're Machmur, L'chayra, Kol Shekin, we should have welcomed to be Mako. Yeah, well, if they learn it's a chayli or if it's a vessel, they're nice, it's not enough enough. I have a deal about the Reb Moshe L'chayr is learning from Shul Vessels, and a deal in Egris Moshe, because Reb Moshe, what was Reb Moshe's Moshe? Reb Moshe was talking about, Reb Moshe mentioned something about what's going to be if Reb Machlis Tashmish would be Daraisa. What did he say? Yeah, that's what it was. there's a shaylo nation who gets into sugya in Hilchos Yivamos. Wants to know about Isha's Reyamach's Tashvish, if she's going to be potter from Chalitza. She should be a 16th lady in that first Mishnah Yivamos, is potter from Chalitza, because she's also a Bali loyal. So she should be like an Isra Erva. So he says that what's going to be, because obviously it's only going to be Negev, she's an Isra Deraisa. So Rebbeisha, he's really quiet. I did look at it inside. He really did quote in the Shemination. Rebbeisha says, how is it going to be that she's an Isra Deraisa? We know that Rebbeisha is Tashas Drabbanon. He says, Kigoy Lamanda Omer Vesas Deraisa. It seems it was poshut to him that we're not going to see Kigoy Lamanda Omer Vesas Deraisa. L'chayim, that would have been a simpler way of getting at it. Say, Kigoy went to Bach and the Chavis Das, and all those who need a Paskin or a Chayshish, there's Mishum Chayli and it's Deraisa. Instead, he had to go out and say, Lamanda or Vesas Deraisa, which also means in saying L'chayim, that we're saying it's Mishum, it's Vesas Apiuk and not Vesas Akvitsa, because pizza is never going to be Deraisa. Even like the, it seems that through Moshe was mufka to say that it's Mishum Chayli.
Or maybe he didn't have to speak out so much, it's just one simple word.
Well, it's really the Shomei, it's not Rabbi himself, he's really quoting the Shomei, it's more.
Yes, to say a few according to the Yehuda in his base measures.
He was just going for a case. Let me find a case where Rabbi Nachman could possibly be Deraisa. And the case he gave was the Mount Nebuchadnezzar versus Deraisa. Okay, it's not a rise.
It's quicker to get to the case just by saying it's
Deraisa. Okay, fine, what goes on? And then I go, the Afghan is a Zechel Dover, not a Rival Dover.
You said that Mati her because
maybe
she's going to be
bizarre
or something like that, right?
That wasn't the Iker reason. The Iker reason was the myth of the race.
Oh,
is Geich.
Every time before
Tashmish,
she's
reached the Kekas,
there's a problem.
No,
so you
said that
it's
more
mistake. What?
If every time she's about to get her period, she's
mistaken
now. You have to say
exactly. What do you mean mistake? Even the chesed yechazkel chayro wasn't makel if the lady just says, "I'm sorry, right now I have a lot of time. I want to do the chesed." Even the chesed yechazkel
wasn't makel. That's what we're saying up here. We're saying
it's like
Yotzeh,
and he's going to be, she's because she's Mishnah Kekas, so we're going to be Matir and Shazbes. You're saying when you look at the individual Tashish, how can I be Matir and Mishnah tonight?
Yeah.
I'm not going to the other way of doing it. You're saying I'll be Mishgarish. You're telling us she has to be Mishgarish. You're telling us that we're never going to find an oath from the woman Matir, so the woman should be Mishgarish. You're telling us she has to be Mishgarish. The woman's not that, and the Chavad Nas seems to have bavarna. He was talking about a slightly different case. He was talking about the case where she sees 5 minutes after Tashish. And Mishum, Raya Machlis Tashish, there's no Issel of Iro. But he said, you have a problem. It's going to be like Vesas Hapiuk, where she sees, where the Re'i is not Muvla B'Seich Hapiuk. And then she's also the whole Aina. So L'Chaira, every lady...
She had the Shah Kavua. So
we
say that before
the
show is
over. Say that, but here
it's shown. The show, from the beginning of that show, but here the show is attached
to itself. No, she start the show from 5 minutes after the attachment.
But it's not. He says the show will be the attachment itself.
Why?
Because the attachment is occurring.
Because you're seeing 5 minutes after attachment. So
it's
not, instead of being 5 minutes after sunrise, it's 5 hours after sunrise, it's 5 minutes after attachment. Time we're referring to. That's the beginning of the
first. Right, we know 100% she's not considering attachment.
When it's 5 hours after. But we asked the Somachal Vesta. That is the view.
But we said the reason why the Somachal Vesta was because we're afraid that. Because we don't know when Shas Vesta is.
Okay.
But now we know when Shas Vesta is.
Well, but again, the lady never sees before 11 in the morning. We're not going to be knocked if we sit there until 11 a.m. So you too. Even if she doesn't, we're going to be out. That, it's all included in the view. This answering the whole item. So here also, we answer the whole thing. That she should also be in this garish. If his Teretz was because Kosha came from Yetzel Adel, we're not going to ask an Isha Bailo Mishum Vest.
So
it's
a Gemara,
so
you have to get divorced. Such a case, you don't believe it's a Gemara, it's not
done with the Risha. I hear it. It's a bit of a saying, it's a Kasha. The Etzel is according to the Native Yehuda, L'chara, why does he have to come on to issue his Kaveh Vest afterwards, now it's going to be Iker? Just be material, see, it's a Kosha came from Yetzel Adel. But that's not such a good problem with the Native Yehuda. Truths and about the truths. It's an interesting. Fine, so then Maisa is. So what happens? So now, Halacha Maisa. Lady comes and she says, she's stupid, she waits to ask the Rav, till after three tons.
Should have been like another reason.
What?
Yeah.
The Buddha doesn't know.
We're referring to the husband.
So ignorance is no excuse. Fine. So now she comes to the Rav. They already saw. They already went to Shabbos three times and saw after Kashrus. So there was number to this. Now we wonder what can we do for them. So as we saw the place, what? That was good. Who does case looks? Some Cyprus case.
Oh, they made the Dikush. No, yeah, Dikush.
Without doing Dikush,
apparently. Yeah, whatever. Pisman is there, Lamais, Tafel, Hagam, the Rabbo says that we are allowed to do a Pisman is there, but to the best of my knowledge, the Rabbo and Pisman is there do not do Dikush at first.
Because of my Kamala Fomro.
Well, I think also just because.
What do you mean by Kamala Fomro?
She's going to fight down with the Tafel.
They have
pills. So what do you think about Shlishi?
They have pills, they have these things to.
No, they have
all these other medical ways of being revived.
It's easier. It's much easier.
Easier, okay, I understand.
It's they have all those stuff. Today she can say Techas Bad without making the comparison. There's no way she can be Techas Bad.
Yeah, I don't know if it's exactly the reason here, but it's nice to just for very briefly go to the side point. There's a machlokes that I have to. There's a difference between if the Isser is Kochosh or Shavit, how much we say the Isser goes. So, the Rambam says, as long as that, you know, we're not Bekiyim being Kochosh or Shavit, and we're Mach on everything you would Shavit. Because we're not Bekiyim. The Machaber seems to hold that we are Bekiyim and Kochosh or Shavit. But there's a Prechadish who says that even though we pass and follow Piskei Mechaber. He's a Prechad, he's a Sky, he follows Piskei Mechaber. There's no Takkon of Einon or Bekiyim. He's not all nice, we don't know. He said, there's no Din Einon or Bekiyim, but we don't know how to do it. So I don't know, B'dikah Shreifah, the Rabbanim don't do it. Do they not know it? We can't figure out exactly how to do it for Moshe. Well, I said, we don't do it. Okay. Even if there's no Din of Einon or Bekiyim, there's some things we just don't do. We don't know how to do it. So let's find other ways of being matter. So yes, you send it to doctors or a nurse. If there's clearly a makro, that'll be sifhei ve'eluch l'chayr, it's hoshet. If there's a makro, l'maisa, we're going to be matter here. At least l'bayot. We'll find shiv nikiyim, we'll have to get to a chajun sometime. If there's the vases, that was sifdalad, we'll know exactly what it means, somach l'vask. Say it. One of the easiest, then you also have, they brought in PUV mitzarif, she just arrived. Maybe throw the first one out the window and give her a fourth chance, or kiss anytime she wasn't boided before, depending how you understand the arrived. If she wasn't boided before, we're going to be mako and not count those. Okay, it's also to be machaikus. Oh, but the real luchayr, the glattest way to be matter, the simplest, the easiest, most straightforward way to be matter, almost every case of remachas tashrish is what's the gather of. All the permutations of what is the gather of Toshi Yodot Hatzikar, what is the Isra of Samach, what is the Ramos Chumr of Samach? So, number one, Toshi Yodot Hatzikar, I think you can sort of try to practice yourself. Imagine how long does it take you to reach up under your head and come down, talking about the Chayr, not much more than, Chayr shouldn't be more than 5 seconds. 10 seconds maximum, Toshi Yodot Hatzikar. So, what's the Ramos Samach? So I'm sure everyone knows that the Mekar Chaim with the email say Chatzi Shah. I think we all don't know where the Chatzi Shah exactly comes from, other than if you're going to make a Zer Shav of Samuch Samuch. Then they go, on the other hand, there's the pre-day who brings 12-15 seconds. If Doyle saw it inside, they see that whether he's actually, he's Tzorach Il Medina, and he's really also going from his own Zer Shav. He's the other extreme, in numbers at least, and he's coming from his own Zer Shav. He's coming from being Selech Gula with Tfila, he makes a pilpul, comes to a couple of the sugyas, and ends up with it being Chav Beis Amos, which L'chara also has nothing to do here. L'chara. In the middle you have, if Beis Das Teres is 5 minutes, and the Shaven Lady says 10 minutes, and L'chara there's no makor for any of these things either. And Dele Oilem, but if we're learning the sugyas, we wonder how to learn the sugyas, and it's hard to know how to fit any of these sheets into the sugyas. Not a half hour, not 5, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, or 12 seconds. L'chayr, none of them are mavur in the sugya. Agam the Destrator does something really funny, and he wants to use the Chav Beis Amo to explain the Toshiyot of Tachas Akat. And I don't know where he gets that from. I mean, you want to say that you tried it, and it takes 12 to 15 seconds, stick your hand under the pillow, I have no problem with it. I think you could do it a little faster, but the same, I have no problem. You want to say, you tried it, it took 12 to 15 seconds, But where does he get chaf hiluch chaf beis amu as the shir for teshi yom tachzaka? I don't know. That's sorry from Rosh Hashanah. However,
there's no Ashim Tali that it's only those two shirim, I guess, right?
Ashim Tali is teshi yom tachzaka. And maybe, depending on where you live, like maybe Tamer ben Amit, if she's already holding the aid in her hand. But so, anyone, any lady jumped up to the bed and the bathroom to make the bedik, you're obviously talking about this too late.
So these poskim would say that you could bring an ashram toli, you'd be able to bring an ashram toli within a half hour.
Oh, no, the Ramo's not saying she's ashram toli. A Babylonian ashram toli, Ramo would tell you to come about Zara. Patches, the way all these drugs say, let's go, the way all these are afraid about learning. The Ramos not arguing in the Mechaber. The shear of Reimach Nistashmish is Kedesh Toshit Yodah. Toshit Yodah is between 5 and 10 seconds, let's say. And the Ramos just saying, because we're not Bekiyim, we're Moisit an additional period of time under which we're going to have to Aser Abaylo, which, as we pointed out in the first part A of the shear, is we have to know why is it that we're being machmir on something that L'chayr, we say, right about this hash, L'chayr is a drop on him. Maybe. At least, a good chance that, maybe, according to many Paiskim, it's a drop on him. And the Bishayas have told me that it's Enev Matsri. So why are we being machmir on something that's only a Sophic? If you learn that it's Dereis, so say it's a Sophic Dereis. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan speaks out. But if you don't learn that way, so then it's a problem. Why are we being machmir on it as a Sophic? So the Hafla goes and says, so you see from here that we ask the Rabbi even when it's a Sophic. And he blinds to him why you even need the shear of Samuch. Maybe even after that it's also a Sophic. But he just blinds to him on the Smag and on the Ramah. So, okay.
How do you get to half an hour? If you said we're not keen what Samuch means, and we know it's around 10 seconds, how do you get to half an hour?
Well,
take 2 minutes.
All the Achronim we mentioned are understanding the Ramah saying, Heyais ein onu bekiyim, and what the Shir Teshit Yoda is, so Chaza, the Rishonim added an additional song.
Right.
Anything that's song
an hour is
because Motzinu B'chol B'Rayv Mekaymus Shabashas, use the word song,
it's a
Chatzi Shal.
It's a new din. It's not a
Shir Kavua.
The Rishonim were Moisif, a Shir Kavua of song. Hagamach is not going to bring in Oshim Toli, and there's a Sophic Agave Sophic, because Oshim Toli itself was a Sophic, whether the Dam came with Shas Tashvish, we're still answering that
question. Does anyone say, like, some of the best and I don't? No?
I think there was a well, 8 out of 12
hours.
The rest of the line are not at 12 hours. The rest of the line, whether it's 1 minute, whether it's 2 seconds, or...
I didn't see that.
Show is...
I don't know.
Maybe why should we go to other sukkahs we have in
it? If you look in the Makor Chayim inside, he might discuss it. But I didn't. It's very sweet. It also brings it. I didn't see him discuss it. Well, Chayim does.
Very sweet.
But I did find two Achrayim which to me made sense. Pardon me, being blunt. And the Aruch HaShulchan and the Pischa Zuta both say more or less the same thing. And they learn with the etzanei. Is in Havana, L'chayr is a totally different mahalach from the Ramah. Again, all that training in the other mentions say the Ramah is basically saying, yes, the shir of Oshim Toli is Toshit Yada, and there's a new shir in Yenayamachus Tashrish. The Rishayna were Maisif, a shir Sobach al Gabe, the shir Oshim Toli. And there's just a mahalachus exactly, is the Sobach 12 seconds, was the Sobach 20, 30 minutes, but it's all what the Ramah was Maisif, a new shir Zman al Gabe, the Zman of Oshim Toli. The Aruch HaShulchan and Pischa Zuta L'chayr learn a whole different mahalach. They learn the lo'olam according to Rambam, anything that's not in the Zman of Oshim Toli is pashut she's mutar l'bayim. Nervos, this may be, I mean, okay, the Aruch HaShulchan, at least I understand what she tells it. Pischa Zuta, I don't remember how he understood the sugi Reimach and Sashim Be'atzim. But the Aruch HaShulchan, remember, learns that we're talking about a chayli and it's a shayla v'deraisa here. So he basically, what's the shayla? The shayla is lines of hakas. A lady comes to you and says, I was mishamish and I made a bdika right after the tashmish and I found out. And you ask her, well, how soon after tashmish did you make your bdika? And she says, well, I don't know. I didn't have a stopwatch in my hand. So you tell her, well, be'erach, how long? She says, well, I don't know. It was just a couple seconds. What was it? 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 15 seconds? She says, I don't know. It was somewhere around there. Right? So in other words, what is it? We don't know. It's a Sophic. Was it a little less, or was it a little more? So according to the Archa Shofar and Pischa Zuta, any time the lady comes and tells me, I'm not sure it was more than 10 seconds. Let's say, for argument's sake, the Shir Tosha Yod is 10 seconds. Anytime the lady says, it might have been less than 10 seconds, it was between 5 and 15 seconds. I don't know, it might have been less than 10 seconds. She's also a Baal Torah Machlis Tashish. Archa Shofar Lashik Tosha Kasafik Dereis.
It's six
Was it after the shir or was it after the shir? Even after that?
Maybe it's not them. And so
it
was
then the issue of Ashton Tali. But go back, so say every Ashton Tali, but every Zman Ashton Tali be Matal Sex Staker.
Not because of Nisafik.
It's a Sufik if she saw then Machmas Tashmish.
That's very
good. So now if there's also Sufik, then that was
Machmas Tashmish. Lamaisa, they were Misafik. It's based on the Tumas Boil. The Tumas Boil might be a Tumas Sufik, but Lamaisa, that's the Simon of Dover. Then came Chazal, said once he had that Simon, so now she has the Isar. If he's saying, it's expanding what he's saying. Echnami, mitzad the tumah, mitzad the korban, it's might be sofek. Mitzad the iser, whatever, they had a simon. The simon was more tam boil.
But with tam boil and sofek.
And the tumah boil is sofek. That's true. But the iser, machmas tashmish,
is based on the sofek. Once I have to stake, is why
does the sofek? So why does the smag need two more smakers?
That's what I'm saying. If you're going to say this,
so
then once you're 2 seconds after the Ashton Tali, it's the same.
After that, right? It's a shallow Zman, so that's.
Okay. So you didn't add another suffix by going 2 seconds beyond Ashton Tali.
Why not?
Because Ashton Tali was already a suffix Zman, so you just added another 2 seconds to the suffix.
Maybe you did though, because if you limit it to say the Chazal only answered Ashton Tali, so you have a suffix.
Let's be clear. Your knowledge is beyond the shiur Ashton Tali. Let's say it's not how they'll be clear. Okay.
According to the way the Archa Shofar and Pischa Zuta are learning, if we knew all the Shira of Ashton Tali, Toshi Yad was 10 seconds, and we know Bavada that she made this peak 11 seconds later. Hagam that it's within all, even the pre-day is 12 seconds, but it's Bavada 1 second after the Shira of Ashton Tali, Pischa Zuta and Archa Shofar say that she's going to be Motul Bavada.
That's something. Maybe she was in the time, which is Alim Bedem, it's really Motul.
Okay. But the Shir of Ashton Tali is a Shir that's bad, and it's a suffix if it's bad symbol.
And it's no way to say
so. You didn't add any more stakers than 1 second later. It's just a question. It's a question: was it within the Zman or was it after the Zman? You just added another Zman, but it's still a shadow. Was it within the Zman or after the Zman? You could start getting a ditch with Klali Sfek Seker. There is one of the Shas Kvalim is if there's Epis and Afkamina, even in a different sugya between the two Tzadon and the Seker, it counts as a Sfek Seker. So maybe you'll tell me, Litzinsli, you carbon is an afkamina, so it counts as a sex faker. Okay, that's for probably sex faker. So you have a cash on the Archa Shofar and the Pischa Zuta, how they connect this exactly. The same, you have a cash. Lomazogin is a cash here, but Lamais in Havana, what they're saying, Lachar is very black. In Havana, what they're saying is that it's Klar, that the Ramah is not being moist of any new Xeris, any new time periods. All the Ramah is telling me is that Kozman, I don't know if it was within the Shir Ashton Tali or not, she's also a Bible. You want to know why? Maybe it's Shvidal Kozman, but that's how they're understanding the Rambam. That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. That's all they came to Machadish to me. They didn't come to create a new time period. No, nobody said, if we know it was Vala after the Shir Ashton Tali, even 1 second later, she's talking about the Bible.
We're not
Bekim with it is, and even though you'd have a Hava Mina to tell me that it's a Sofik, I got it. But no, we still ask her about it. Why? I don't know. You're right, I have a question. We have thought of beer, why? But that's how they're understanding your Ramah. The Lashon of Pischa Zuta is even, this Kemosh Matzino B'Shabbos, B'Yom Ha'Mu'unon, that is Ach Tetzei HaSofek Le'Limoy. Whatever that is, however long it takes you to know that it was after the Shiro Shem Tov. And the main one, there's no, you know, so maybe, and maybe Poshet is, the Heintiger, maybe the, at least some of the Heintiger, the Lachreiner, will give these numbers of 5 minutes or 10 minutes, which don't have any Zereshava even. And maybe that's where they're coming from, and maybe that was also the pre-deus Tzorachi and the Dina, is that he was saying, on the side you want to tell me it's a Zereshava of half hour, I'll tell you it's Zereshava of 22 Amos. But the Dina, I don't know if it's telling Zereshava at all. It seemed, as Lashon was a little skeptical of this whole Zereshava business to begin with. So it could be that Sai the Pridim Yikra did, and Sai the Das Terus is 5 minutes, and the Shevet Levi is 10 minutes. What they really are just coming to say is, it's a little hard to get to 5 and 10 minutes, but the you know, ladies are very confused, and maybe they don't, whatever, the, you know, even, let's say 5 minutes. A lady, could, she could think it was maybe a minute or two after the Gemara Tashmish, and we're mistaken that maybe it was really still within the 10 seconds. A little bit of a stretch. But B'chor, I think that whatever it is, if you're going to, L'chayr in Havonos HaSugya, that's L'chayr clearly Kavon of the Ramah, the Raya Gidna, I think Marish called a whole list of Marma Karnas and Acharnim who were clear, or Bishayna even, or Meduyah, that anything that's clearly after, it's Vaday after the Shirosh and Tali, should be Motzi. Okay, then you, that's, I don't know, okay, I'm not going to search through to look for names now, since I know anyone who usually doesn't is interested in the list of names. But because I think the Svar, I think it's very glad, and there are other, if you want to come to me afterwards, and I'll look through it and find who the names were who were Meduik that way. But L'chayr is not, the Ikr of the Ramah is telling me, it's Ein Anu Bekiyam. We don't know. We don't know how to be medactic, and either we don't know how many seconds the Shir of Tashit Yod is, or we don't know how to be medactic in exactly when that is. But any time that we know for sure was after the Shir, she's going to be more to the back. And I think that probably 90% of the cases when the lady made a bdik after Tashmish, she didn't do it within the time it takes for any reasonable person to put their hand under the pillow, pull it over, make a quick deal. Well, I mean, again, that's the next step. Then we have to know, so Chara is, from whatever you're counting from, even if you're going to count, not from, the, from when the Baal's Aver came out of her glove, L'chayr is, she didn't make the bdik within 10 seconds, 15 seconds, whatever, which L'chayr is, the Shirosh HaShemtov is not more than that. So that's number one. But then we even know a step weiter. Then what's going to be, when do we start counting from? So it seems to be a machlokes between Tosis and Tosis Rosh, if it's Shayach B'chlal Tumas Baal, if he was Perish Be'ever Mes. Tosis is Mashma, that anytime he was Perish Be'ever Mes, it's Be'echreyach, that there's no Cheshash B'chlal. It's Al Korch, it's Achresma. So that L'chayr number one gets you. Anytime anyone who's punished by remains right away, there's no Tumas Baal, there's no Chashash Karban, and when maybe L'chayr, the whole shadow doesn't start. Okay. He is all shtekul, he might make machlek rishayim, or taisis, and rosh, or whatever. And but the number of other achayim who say those. So that the haflo clearly went that way. The haflo, again, ki'ilu, he took it l'chomra, but the haflo asked that, yes, the rib, are you going to tell me, are you talking? That when the Rif says she has to make Sholosh Bedikas to be machzik herself, Ein HaRayach Matnas Tashmish, that she's going to have to be, tell her husband to be Poyer to Be'ever Chai today that she can make these Bedikas. It's not Shaar.
Where's that from?
Where's that from? In the back of the Mechon Yishlam Shulchan. Beyond that, then you have, there's another Akhrayim, Rosh Lekulam, I think, is the Shaul Meishif. Who discussed the Arizal, they refer to as the Kitzur Shla, who said there's an Indian to be Shoyal Avet Nachatichla Tipim. And so now, they don't speak it out Mafurish. Somewhere, I remember from last, I didn't see it this Machzor at all, but I do remember from last Machzor, someone uses the Lashon clearly that the Shir starts from Gemar Disha. I don't know if anyone saw that Lashon somewhere. But I guess the Svara would be that whether you're Chayshish for a chayli. What's the chayli again? Does the Baal Na'or HaShulchan seem to explain that the Aver going in Kilu opens her and allows the Dam to release? So that can only happen when the Aver's pushing in. Even if you're learning it's Meshulam Vesis, so what's Goyrim the Vesis? Pashtus, it's again, it's the Chimut of the Tashmas. You could say it's the Chimut, but even the Chimut. Pashtus, the Chimut. There's no Chimut after it's already Aver Mesel, Holpachs. After, at some point, the Chimut whatever the part of the B is going to cause it to see is finished. And after that point, there's no chashash that his still being inside of her is going to be ma'ir the dam to come out. So the shear of Ashim Tali is going to have to start from whenever that is. And the Shem Meshav understands that al pi the Shlom, the Arizal, anyone who's Mekayim, being Shaya, Jatichla, Tipim, by the time he's been Parish, the Zman is already, whatever the Zman of Ashim Tali and Samuch of Ashim Tali is, it's Vada already passed. So remember, anyone who does this doesn't have any shadows of Rav Machas Tashmish. And not only that, but the Shem Meshav says that someone who, that there's no Inyan L'chatchila to be Parish Miyad in order to be able to make the Bedika, even if she's a Reyes and she takes a Sawdam. She saw them once, right away after the Gemara Tashmish. The next time, you still should do like the Kitzur Shlod.
He became from and decided that
he did not. But the Gosai. Man. No, so that was one Nakuda I did say. I looked inside. The Rosh of the Shalom Meshav was that if he wants to do it, if he's doing it because he wants to become the Indian of the Kitzur Shlod, I feel so he Harishos beyond it. If the guy just wants to do it to get out of this, it wasn't so clear it was not that bad. But yeah, but seriously, so decide you want to recover on yourself, the Indian of the spot, sounds like that right away, already that's going to be matter, which I think that most people at least more or less do. I don't think most people, certainly most people are not Parish Bedas. What?
Midas
or Shalom? Midas. I think most people are taught as Chassanim, whatever the proper thing to do is. Hagam Mikvar talks about Ta'amurayim and Ta'anayim, who are Parish Yish and Tok Feshed, whatever. But I think that they are not, they talk Chassanim as much as they don't try to imitate what was Haleg and Argus was not in Amurayim. I hope that's what teach Chassanim. So Ramela, I think it comes out of Lamaisa that we shouldn't be. Now, you can sort of turn it the other way and say, well, why did the Nebi Yehuda have so many problems? Okay, there we go, because a lot of these problems were they did in B'dikas Shreferes. Once you do B'dikas Shreferes and have problems, then you lose most of it, then you lose all of it. But, I still think you go through, you'll find a lot of Chumas Achrayim who were national, that they had, I'm sure some of the Chumas Nebi Yehuda also were without B'dikas Shreferes, I don't remember offhand. And there were Chumas Achrayim who seemed to say, think that there was a problem being mapped in each of some B'shas national speakers. But the mice is many places who. What?
So I'm sorry, you use the rabbi as a tzur.
And that was without any shvat. That's right. So, see, for example, I, what did he do with. I don't know. It could be in his days also, it wasn't his fashion to do from by most people, the Machman is like the kids of Shlom. I don't know. I read it. Fine. Another hat, the hat of the negative hat, which other Achim mentioned also, Muberes and Menekes, Tosh Shlom mentioned, the Doyim Arshon mentioned, these are the 40 of the negative Yudah. Muberes and Menekes, or Ishi Sheish Lamesis, Kubua, those are all Chayr only going to be Negeya if you're saying it from Shum Vesis, not if it's from Shum Chayli. And as we mentioned, Chayr that Machaykes is not Mukhas, it's harder to use that as a tzir. Because it's only going to work by one man Dahmat.
And then Shum Chayli,
if it's Mishum Chayli, she could be B'dikas Shreferes, which is pregnant. Because they're understanding that if she has this Chayli, at any time she's always going to, it's impossible to put anything in her Makar and Isa Makar without them coming out. B'chayli, which is pregnant. So if you, according to the Chabad's Das, it's a Sofik Vesa, Sofik Chayli, it's not, then you shouldn't do the B'dikas Shreferes, which is Mubaris. Because on the side it's a Vesa, it's not going to be a Biru. But say you take a Kundal HaShulchan in the back, then it's only in the Shulchan.
Someone did say that we're trying to say that it's not going to get attacked.
Even the Chayli.
That sounds
good. There's no dam there ready to come out.
Fakir Kupay Tesvi said that Muberes has dam, she's molly dam, just with the Vlad is not of the dam from coming out.
She doesn't have messes,
she's right, she has dam.
Also, the Vlad is not of the dam, and then even if a person. If you put an SPN, it bounces to the back.
That's the hub step. Could be. But I think it was clear that Achrayim who learned Mishum Chayli, Zichel learned she's also B'shas Mubar. He's saying they took Lachomer both ways. Okay.
Even
Zichel
is
bad.
Zichel is bad.
Not always. If you do B'dikas Shreferes, let's say, and find nothing. And the next time she does B'dik Shem Feres and does find Dan, or finds Tan. I know it's not a Chayla, it must be a Vest, that's right.
Right, so
she finds, you know, because she's not a Chayla. You see, do B'dik Shem Feres and Shas Dibur, and now I know Lechol Pach, she doesn't have the Chayla.
Right, and now they have some
Chayla. And Al-Vest, you say, Al-Vest, she'll be Mocha, Kozman, she's Mubarak.
He himself said this, but we're not going to let you do it with Hulu, because the Vest will be Mocha, so she's going to be Mocha, so she's going to be Mocha,
so she's going to be Mocha. But let's say, so, but still, at least let her be mutter now for the next 30 months. If she made a bdika shrei feres, the fourth month of her pregnancy, she makes a bdika shrei feres, and she finds nothing. So on the tzad, it's a chayli, but her, the ibur was the solid, the chayli. On the tzad, it's a vessel, she doesn't have to worry about vessels. For the next 30 months.
And then
maybe the said to not, sir. Then maybe the decision is anyone who has ibur, not. Because it's mission vessels, it's not vessels.
He also, that woman had the child, like, did where she got pregnant, he only let her get her vestas back after after she got married off.
He says for the next 30 months she's safe, but then she's gonna have to get to adapt within those 30 months to take care of the problem.
There's two chuvas. There was one chuva. Yeah. There's a different chuva also though.
And they're like tensions.
No, but there's a different chuva, those
she saw three
times,
so she has to
three times Vashas. Okay.
Oh, three times.
I'm saying she saw three times before she got pregnant. Now she's pregnant.
Right.
So Lachar is saying,
make a visit afterwards.
According to the Rebbe Yehuda, she's established as mortar. Even according to the Chabad Das, if you do it because she's feres and it comes out clean.
He's right, he says that afterwards, after that, the Hadoka, you'll have to do another one because she's
right, but for these 30 months, even the Chabad Das should be mortar. Okay,
so.
Says before, she said. But again, this is, there's a lot of. The sugya that Shuddai was saw is a lot of complicated. There's so many different nafkaminas and cases and whatever. We could spend days going through every different hakim. What's going to come out if you win this? What's going? And I don't have time to share. I don't have time. I don't have this interest. I'm not masudra enough to go through all these different things. And I'm just at least now I tried to bring out what I thought was the main insight of the sugya, what the difference between vessels and chayli is. And then I just wanted to come up with what's going to be Allah Lamaisa. It seems to be Allah Lamaisa that Lamaisa. We're not saying, so what's going to come out? Allah Lamaisa is we don't do B'dikas Shefers, we don't need to do B'dikas Shefers. We basically match everybody by saying that it's not
so.
Combination of saying what the Shir Samach is, together with the fact that when you start counting Samach from.
Sort of are telling us that.
Unless you don't have a mikvah with the shalomation, I think the case of the shalomation is that one of the three times she saw was that they started, he was living with Be'evachai, in the middle they heard someone banging on the door.
So
it's Parish Be'evachai. And she was done, and found on his Aver Dan. So that's all we saw. So that's going to be the problem. What's going to be all our problem? All the, here's an important conclusion now. We just said we match all the cases, but we have a problem. This is all good when she found it on her bedika. Then we say, she made the bedika too. She waited five minutes. She waited a minute to make the bedika. What?
We'll say the same thing. It's by him.
Who said he has
to? He was a mother.
Who said he
has
to?
Well, let's say she found. Let's say he found that one.
He
found
it.
He did. He found it. Let's say he found that one. His Aver three times.
It's
so now, Lachaira, all these clues we just said fall off.
Aver Mason.
Right. Oh, very good, Lachaira. Because what was? What's the issue? When she finds out, as Mal would say, that maybe after he was Pirish, the Dam came out. And Ramay, look, so now we're going to be Mutter. But if she found the Dam Miyad, so we say, the Dam can't go so quickly within Shir Ashram Tali, within Shir Chatus, so she's Baidik, and if she finds the Dam, we have to be Chayshish, at least the Dam was there while he was still inside. If we found it on him, obviously the Dam came out while he was still inside. So then there's no hatter of not being Samach, of being Achazman, of being Muflik.
So was it just the Gemara that you bring Chathas?
What?
Was the case of the Gemara that you bring Korma Chathas if you find it on him, Achazman?
Cases he was That's Tysus.
Maybe he waited a second?
Tysus says it has to be when he was Persian Beir Rechai.
And yet from the second of the Disha, that...
Even with Disha?
Because maybe that's what's the Gemara. If you waited there a little bit, even though you kept him the Aver five minutes, and then you're parish, so it was after his mandisha, so it's not.
I'm not going to find the Al-Machab, but one of the Achayim has spoken out before, that it's true that when he was Shah, when he was Shah inside Ajita, Kalvatipu, even if she find, even if he finds Dam on his Aver, we can be told that it came after he was already Bever Meis, and the Meilo, there's no Chiv, there's no Chash Yisur. So really, the Novad is not enough then to Aser Abayu. It's not going to be Rebachas Tashvash. It's going to be, he's going to lose his Chumrah of Mufud being like Sam. If he stayed inside after he was already Bever Meis.
Is there any issue to take out the Racham? Let's say he found it twice in his Aver Chai, and she doesn't want to get divorced.
Well, first of all, try a third time. Because you've nothing to lose.
You're
going to take out the Racham anyway.
They built for it, right?
Yeah, but then you'll have to get divorced.
Plastic surgery.
Why?
The
few aces. You're now. It's like a Bale Mat Harar. What's the problem?
It cannot be done.
If
there's no
cap. Yes, there's no fashion. The whole is not exist across the problem is
what?
The
pills will make it that she has a vessels?
Make it
won't
come.
But
if she takes pills that she doesn't see for a certain amount of time, so she has a
vessels,
so she won't see.
What?
The
thing is, for that, that's really going to be a little test. Once it was already three times, how much can you be Samach on these Rufus? In other words, we're not going to know until the Mishamash a fourth time. So can we be mattered in the Mishamash a fourth time on the assumption that the Rufus?
Yeah, then we'll put in a Bedika Shvoferes of Katan, without a two. So maybe it's in Stadim. We'll do the Munish Mules. We'll just put in the thing without, and it could be that it came from the top. If it comes out clean, fine. If it comes out bloody, we don't know if it's from the
bar. Put it on the medicine and see what happens.
Put it on the
medicine. If the medicine worked.
So do a bedika without a tube. And if it comes out clean, fine.
Okay. All right.
But Stam aren't you out of Truma Sedition? We don't know if it's that Truma Sedition.
Why not?
Because then why does she have to get divorced?
It's better than Truma Sedition because with the pills, the certain pills, that she knows what she is going to see. There are pills that you can take all the time.
Just like Rabbi Meir doesn't use Yod Aleph Yud Zivah.
No, who said Rabbi Meir doesn't talk about a lady who doesn't tell
him? Ain't
love it.
We're talking about making our business.
Could be a mess on a lady who not knows she's totally random. She doesn't even
have those type of pills, but there are pills you can make for a business could work.
So the problem with these pills is also, they're perfectly accurate for every person. You have to, that was a tool. We didn't go into right. Properly invest this. Maybe by Chazor, we'll try to get into it more. Or at least I'll try to get into it. We do Chazor and then say Shia. I hope that when we, at least at the worst case scenarios, when we finish everything and we do our big Chazara, so I hope I'll be able to have time to go into some of these more Zaytik Yisugis like pills. And say a shear for the
other one. For sure, they would be guessing one of Shmuel. Not to be shabbos. Take his pills and then do it
again. Is she allowed to take it out?
But we'll see on Chesed tests also the Kriya's other things. If the pills totally are Masalik, you're done with the Gamri, could be that's enough to be said with the.
Even the Zman, they're Masalik for the day.
That's no. Okay, we'll see.
So that's the Chesed pill.
Still, Chesed test, which is what we're starting this morning, is how much, once she's already Muchzik, Yisrael Abayla, can you trust the doctors that they cure her? And there's a very exciting thing, some cipher here, there's a lot of other things, but I don't think we're going to have time to stumble on the Velt Sugi of Nemanus Arifin. We'll call up to see the father of some cipher here, is general column of when do we rely on Raifim, especially.
What are the Mekilim?
What?
What are the Mekilim? They say some buffies. No,
the Chasam Sefer is
true, but
it's
very
backward. The Chasam Sefer is when do we trust doctors and when don't we trust doctors? And then, there is a whole Tom will not find out about it, but I don't think we have time now to make a whole sugya of Nemanus Arifin.
I am the Svarim.
Looking at their Nishma Sefer, I'm probably Zerim Maracha. Oh, so you want to know about taking it out. So there's two issues. Remember here, we're talking about issues about who's a basketball, who is an age of... Rav Shonizam is in that long Maroch on the Vika Shveferis. He is an Eitzah, basically, to put on a diaphragm. And now, Ramana Shach, if she sees down, it's like, Bishveferis, she's not talking. So there's no issue in the Mishavash a fourth time now. Because even if she sees down, she won't be talking. And if you then check the shayferes and it's clean, so now she's mutter, because that's the Ramon Sifyun. He called it meaning Tashmash Alta from Bedika. If the shayferes, if we're makel by assuming that the Bedika shayferes would have been going over to see if she had the vessels or the chayli, so closing in, which is Ramash Mashamash, if she had this chayli or vessels, would be going over to see, the dam couldn't get lost because it would be stuck in the shayferes. These 20 seems to be talking about a closed shayferes.
Well, it's like pills. It just holds back the dam coming out. So the pills can hold back the dam coming out.
So the question is, how reliable are the pills? That's the question. That would be the big question. Is how much can you rely on? We have an issue with a chazaka, and according to many achrenim, a chazaka derais in the chizis machas nashrish. Can I be sending some pills to be like a chazaka that might even be a chazaka derais?
Even the pills every now and then, a few times a year, they'll have a mistake, but still, it doesn't see always.
So you have to know. How reliable they are, and then you have to know on halacha how much nemonas, how much rusenachom. And we'll see. It is a sugi. I don't know. Maybe in the chazara, I'll try to take a week and give that a smart makrim. Is not that I'm going to. For example, there's a Truvas Ridvaz, who's I think the first one to talk about it, who talks about kishal akarim. They used to have a certain medicine that would make people stop seeing. And he basically says you can only be samech on it if she already tried it three times herself and it worked for her three times. Now the later person talk about maybe that was in his days when it wasn't, before modern medicine wasn't as reliable, maybe our pills, that, you know, the FDA's already tested and we know from thousands or millions of women.
They never say it's 100%.
No, but if they tested it on, some of these birth control pills have been used by millions of women around the world and it works 99.95% accuracy, let's say. So now I still need, maybe the Ridvaz would be might on such a thing. You don't need to try it on yourself personally. Maybe.
And even though it's just like, I'll get sued, I really believe it's
100%. Whatever. I'm just saying, these are sugas that I think are beyond the scope of what we're doing now.
No, but then you have to exactly at a certain time. It's a whole...
Yeah, so again, these are all, I think, beyond what we're going to go into. Whether Sifal of Fidal, even in Sifchas and Fest, I don't think we're gonna get quite into the issue of pills. We're going to take out the Rechem. So there's two, the Chayyim, there's two issues. Number one is the issue of being Mechatel Peruvim. If she already has, so that's number one issue. And then the number two issue is Pashut doing a surgery. You don't stam do surgery for convenience.
Stopping Gerushin.
Also, now you have to know, is stopping Gary enough of a reason to do a major surgery? And,
it's
also not
putting yourself in
psychology. Well, you can't stop and do surgery. You have to have a reason for it. Well, Chayrev is just not Chayrev, but it's more than, here you manage putting yourself in psychology. It's a serious surgery. Are you going to be matured to prevent the Nisha from getting divorced? Could be.
I thought so. You want to let them.
I don't know.
They
should
have. Kosher Jewish in the reason.
No,
like, so there's a reason that she has a lot of children. Sometimes she can have a condition called Farfall. The elastic bands are just stretching down. You push it, you just take it out.
So then the doctors take it out because they say it's more dangerous to leave it in than to take it out.
It's not a difficult procedure. It sounds like it was such a difficult procedure.
You say difficult procedure. Today, heart bypass surgery is done thousands of times, millions of times a day, could be around the world, and 95% of people survive it, whatever it is. It's zikha still pekulat nefesh. It's still putting zikha, putting yourself in a molten sakana. It's zikha mutter to do. If someone needs a heart bypass, a vat, it's mutter to do. But it's zikha putting yourself in a molten sakana, you wouldn't do it for the fun of it. Even if bismanism with modern medicine is done thousands of times a day and 95% of them are successful, but it's still zikha molten sakana. So here also, it's a surgery that's not nearly as risky as a heart bypass. Not an open heart surgery, but it is a major surgery. It is begetting. It's more pikuch nefesh than leida, which we consider an isha. A yoledes is pikuch nefesh that she's not allowed to fast on Yom Kippur the first 3 days. It's zichus pikuch nefesh.
She's telling my
third husband,
sure, there's no problem of
pituitary. It's very good.
Right.
Okay. Again, so my point really being that the two issues here are a little bit outside the scope of what we're learning. Peri-Verivian and then the issue of being putting yourself in the mokum sakana for. I just partially think they're beyond my area of expertise, the zikha beyond the
sukkah. No, so there's other things to try before you ever come to
that. Right. If this would be your last resort, would it be mutter? You'd have to ask someone. Is zikha potentially mutter? It's very possibly mutter. I can't say with certainty. Luchayra, these are the two potential issues. And you'd have to ask someone. There's this issue. So then we'll get Nadus Chastas, which is the Sugi of Rafua, Mako Hararos, the Samach of the Doctors, and I hope I don't think it should take too long. And I hope we should be able to finish in 2-3 days, pretty short. And we'll go back to this. That's Chastas Yud's been a big Sugya. And then Yud after that, I think, is pretty short. And we should. I think Daniel already heard or figured that we're skipping the Tevila Hey and Zayin, which in a way is sort of a separate sugya. It's really more Plea of the Makkah. The rest of the Siman is more directly related to Raya Machas Tashmish. I thought Raya Machas Tashmish would take less time than it did with Boshim. I think we're learning it well. We're gaining a lot from it. And I guess it was my mistake in scheduling. I thought it was quicker, but this is the proper way to learn it. So we'll do Raya Machas Tashmish next. We'll do Plea of the Makkah next month. And the goal is I want to finish all the other Seif of Kufpei Zayin this month, which I think we should be able to do, and maybe even with the 2 days for Chazar during the Seif Mitzvah. We'll have to see. You know, we'll do our best, and hopefully we'll have time. At least we should finish in time. So, fine, so we'll do Ches Test, Baruch 2 days, where we already basically, I think most people didn't do so much this morning, but some people got a start on it. So let's see, tomorrow's Monday, Tuesday. Sometime on Tuesday I'd like to try to finish. I didn't in the middle of the day. And whatever, that's the tentative goal. As people know, goals are tentative.